7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
You know, I get lulled into a sense of complacency because every week all systems are nominal. But one day those emergency lights are going to flash all over the studio and I won't even know how to react because I'm just used to everything being nominal. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Out and About on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 on your FM dial. I am your host, DJ Captain Maeve, and I have with me my Pat Matt Danielson, who is the executive director of Pride Spokane. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, I have a joke. Well, it's not a joke. It's a story, a short story before we get into the nitty gritty about Pride this year. And I think this one will grease the skids. It'll keep people will be tuning in halfway through this thing because it is so good. And I'm doing this for Dana, who's sitting here right in the studio. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now, what happens is there's this frog and he needs a loan. So the frog, he goes into the bank. And he goes to the teller, of course, because the teller is staying there. And he's kind of insinuating himself a little bit. So he looks at the teller's name tag. And the teller's name is Patricia Wack. So he says, Ms. Wack, I'd like to get a loan. I want to buy a boat. I want to go on a vacation. Now, Patty looks at the frog, and she's in disbelief because this is a frog. He wants to borrow money. And so she asks, how much money do you want to borrow? The frog says, $30,000. The teller goes, okay, what's your name? And the frog says, my name is Kermit. And she goes, you are not Kermit the Frog. And he goes, no, I'm not Kermit the Frog. My name is Kermit Jagger. My dad is Mick Jagger. And it's okay with, you know, I know the bank manager, so why don't you just give me the loan? Patty, she says, you know, this $30,000 you want, that's a lot of money. So I'm going to have to ask you for some sort of collateral. And the frog says, All I have is this, but it's actually very valuable. It doesn't look valuable, but it is. Pulls out of his pocket a small, tiny pink porcelain elephant. It's about a half an inch tall. It's beautiful, but Patty's confused. There's just this little enamel frog. She doesn't really know what to do with it. But so she says, I have to go talk to the bank manager. She finds him. She says, hey, you wouldn't believe this, but there's a frog called Kermit Jagger out there who claims to know you and he wants to borrow $30,000. And he wants to use this as collateral. And she holds up the pink elephant. I mean, what the heck is this thing? The bank manager looks back at her and says, it's a knick-knack, Patty Wack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone. Okay, there we go. Oh my God. Author. Thank you. Well, I stole that. It still wasn't mine, but yeah.
Well, that was a journey.
Yeah. So speaking of such things, how's the Pride Festival coming along?
Matt? I'm tired.
Yeah? Yeah. But a joke like that probably is like a quadruple espresso shot right there to get you going. Man, Dana, I'm glad you liked it. Okay, good.
Not going to lie, I had to check my email during it, but you know, it's fine. It's you fine.
You could have surfed the internet through.
No, I have too much work to do.
Okay, hey, so now, you know, we have had, this is a busy week that's going on. I know this weekend actually is the Pride Festival in Coeur d'Alene. We're going to be there at that, or you're going to be there at that?
Yeah. I'm going to run their sound and DJ, and we also have the Pride Cruise right after.
Oh, okay. So people who want to go to the Pride Cruise, it's a good thing they can just do a first stop at the Pride Festival in Coeur d'Alene. And
Tickets are still available at SpokanePride.org.
Okay, for the Pride Cruise.
For the Pride Cruise, yeah. I would encourage you to go to Coeur d'Alene Pride, too, just to get more allies on site over there, because it can get a little difficult.
And sometimes it even makes the national news.
Oh, occasionally. We're hoping not for a repeat of 2 years ago. But.
Do you think, we'll get into this a little more, but they're just so dumb? Do you think like all the like truck rental people have notifications like that weekend? If you see a bunch of guys getting into a back of a pickup truck, you know, maybe not rent the truck.
I know, you know, U-Haul knows who I am this time of year, but we have to rent a bunch of trucks. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know. Did I mention that you are the executive director of Pride?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And because Matt is. You know, Matt goes by Matt E. Matthew. I split the difference and just say Matt.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Matt's good. I like that. What's the theme for this year's Pride Parade, Matt?
Well, I'm still waffling between Never Hide and Never Gonna Hide, but officially it's Never Gonna Hide, I think. Although in some contexts, I kind of prefer Never Hide because it looks really good graphically.
Never Hide does. Gonna... Sometimes when they go, it would be G-O-N-N-A. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's...
Yeah, I know, but sometimes one works better than the other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like graphically, the Never Hide worked so well, especially after all the vandalism and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we will never hide.
And that would be a really good name for a drag queen, like Never Hide.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. There you go. That's a freebie. I'm just going to be giving you stuff like this all hour, man.
That'll be my third drag name.
Yes. Take it. Take it. So now we're going to, let's skip ahead a little after the Coeur d'Alene Pride Week or Pride Festival on Saturday, right?
Mm.
And of course the cruise, the Pride cruise. What's the week look like heading into Pride Week for Spokane's Pride Festival?
Okay, so, yeah, I was going to say there's some background noise.
I just heard that.
I think Sunday I have free. Then Monday we have the City Hall meeting where we get the Pride Proclamation.
Okay.
And we're getting a rainbow flag over City Hall this year.
Whoa, nice.
You know, a little nice.
We must not be in Florida.
Well, good change from last year.
Yes.
Then I think Tuesday is free. Wednesday, it's Pride Night at the Spokane Indians game, the baseball team. And then it's also the Interfaith Pride Service in this building where a bunch of open and affirming churches and religious groups get together. And, you know.
What night is that, Thursday?
Wednesday,
okay.
Yeah, and I think it's at 6 o'clock downstairs here in the library.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I kind of waffle between it feeling kind of like Christians trying to apologize for, you know.
Well, I have a lot of questions about this, and maybe I want to spend some time on that, but I don't want to deviate yet.
Yeah, no,
from this because I'll get into that later. I'll ask you questions about that later.
And then also on Wednesday we have the showing of Nelly Queen. It's the Jose Saria story, one of the guys that started the Imperial Sovereign Court.
Okay.
So that's up at the Garland.
Oh, cool.
I think that's at 6 p.m. And, I forgot to mention, Tuesday is when the History Project opens. There's the Pride History and Remembrance Project.
And where will that be?
That's in the Pavilion building at the park.
Oh, okay. Right there where where we had the gala.
Yeah. And we're putting that on just kind of a little bit in conjunction with Expo, but we just want to like showcase queer history and just how Pride became a thing, you know, the AIDS crisis, just all sorts of stuff that we don't think we should forget as a culture.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, actually, no, I shouldn't talk about that, but sometime.
What a tease.
Thank you. I was a bartender for 15 years, so it comes second nature. But yeah, so we're also repainting the mural. I don't have a final time on that, but we'll be repainting the mural downtown sometime next week.
Well, it got repainted. Does it need to be repainted again?
Are you way behind?
Well, I heard about the fire thing.
Oh, okay. No, it has not been repainted.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to get permits and close the street.
Oh, no kidding.
And pressure wash. I mean, it's a process.
You know, how much damage was done to that?
A lot. Enough that it needs to be totally repainted.
Okay, so I'm going to veer a little bit into the territory that I want to talk about. But I heard there was video of the perpetrators putting the flammable liquid down and lighting it on fire.
I believe there was, yeah.
But you never saw it, did you?
I did not, no.
Huh. Because was it a lot? Do you think that they use a lot of this liquid?
I think you'd have to. I mean, that's some high quality paint.
So here's my thoughts. And is that somebody, I don't think these guys are too bright that do this. I kind of wonder if you would think that they might have been injured, like burned in the process of doing this thing.
Maybe.
And I wonder if they looked at hospital records for who went in to get burn treatment. Okay. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't play True Detective on the air here. I'm already working leads in my mind.
I spoke with a lovely detective from the police department, and she seemed to be on top of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll let them. I was a firefighter, you know, so it's sort of veering into my territory a little bit, although I was never a fire investigator, but, you know,
I was a firefighter. I never did anything like that.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, you mean light the fire?
No. They let you be a firefighter when you're 16, where I'm from.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would love those guys because they would come by the station and they'd say, is there anything we can do around the station? Like, well, I wish I could use you to do inspection work around here, but no, sorry. So what time do things kick off on the 8th? We got the 7th to talk
about.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we're trying to tiptoe into a full weekend of festivities. Yeah. We have the IndigiQ programming starting at noon on Friday. And
what program was that?
The IndigiQ.
Okay. Oh,
it was.
Right.
Remember how we did the Two Spirit powwow last year? Yeah. It's basically that, but it's going to run all weekend.
Okay.
At Havermole Point in the park.
Good deal.
And then we have the kickoff show, which is in the pavilion, just a whole bunch of drag performers, and it's going to be lovely.
Okay.
And that's it for Friday, and then Saturday we build a city inside of Riverfront Park because we have like 200 vendors this year.
Wow.
I spent all day trying to place them on the map. It was a lot. Anyway.
Wow.
So the festival officially starts about noon, right around when the parade starts as well. So big old parade through downtown. Then the parade empties out into the park and basically all the people watching the parade follow the parade into the park, becoming just a really informal parade of our entire community just emptying out into Riverfront Park.
Every year I'm just amazed that it seems like there's probably more allies, there's families. It's, you know, and I always think that if you want to stand up with kind people and show people that you are a kind person and enjoy a good time with other kind people, you should come down to the Pride Parade. You know, it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, trans or not. It doesn't matter. Come on down because it's a great way to just hang out with nice people.
I think it's a celebration of love for however you identify and whoever you are.
I like that.
And I think that's what I always try to express when the, you know, news always calls me to comment about the vandalism and stuff. And I'm like, these people just don't understand pride. Pride is about love. Mm-hmm. Not any of this, whatever you have, like doing stuff to kids. Like, no, pride is, it's just about loving yourself and others because, I mean, I grew up totally hating myself because of, you know, being gay in a small conservative town. It's just kind of a response to that.
Well, and we've seen this time and time again that probably, you know, getting back to this, the mural that was, you know, people putting gasoline down on a mural and lighting it on fire. Some of those people, they might be struggling with things too. There's a lot of self-hatred and there's a lot of people who, you know, how many times do we see conservative Republican politicians caught with male prostitutes? Mm-hmm. Or like, I think it was a few years back, there was the cross-dressing conservative Republican that was here on a convention and he wound up, you know, that was a very sad thing that happened to him, but he was very anti-gay, anti-trans, like usually a lot of them are. And it's all about not accepting yourself and wanting to hide out with mean people. You feel like you're protected with these mean people. So, yeah. So I do have a lot of empathy for people who are, who otherwise you might think are the bad guys.
No, I do too. I mean, I had to go toe-to-toe with the street preacher at the mural painting to get him out of the picture, basically, for Spokane Arts.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for about 20 minutes. He seems to be profoundly confused about, you know, what being gay is. And honestly, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but it seemed like he kind of had some issues himself, because I'm pretty sure we checked out a guy together. And... And then he wants to go to dinner with me and tell me more about his philosophy. I'm like, he even emailed us. I'm like, I'm okay.
Well, you know, there's a lot of confusion. And I think right now we're kind of in confusing times where, you know, and I will say those of us in the media, although I'm barely in the media, that, you know, there is, we settle on these terms like Christian nationalist. That term bothers me because, you know, really what these folks are doing is probably the opposite of what Jesus would have us do.
Correct.
And then also nationalist, it doesn't help out the nation too much as far as it's unpatriotic. And so, you know, I kind of settle on the term anti-Christian fascism or anti-Christ fascism. Probably not going to catch on, but I mean, like, I really think that we need to call things what they are, you know?
I truly believe Jesus would be more, fit more in at Pride than a lot of these right-wing churches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think, and not to veer off and to make this a religious hour, but I think the gospel would pretty much tell us who Jesus stood with.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
Not that hard.
Yep. The first commandment, love God with all your heart. Second commandment, almost as good as the first, love your neighbor as yourself. So, yeah. So anyways, that concludes. Well, I'm dangerous because that's my master's degree in pastoral ministry. So I get a little hot when people start talking about, you know, Christian nationalism and go, oh, it's not Christian. Anyway, so I think we were last talking. I think we were heading into the parade.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Pride events.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pride events. That's right. That's what we're talking about.
Our main programming starts at 1 p.m. We have like 6 stages. I totally overprogrammed. We're going to have like probably like 100 drag performers, like 4 bands.
We've got Shakespeare from stage left.
Or somebody's going to be drunk on the microphone doing Shakespeare.
Yes.
And she might be sitting with me.
No, I'm not part of that.
Oh, you're not doing it?
Well, I didn't know how long the parade thing was going to take, and I didn't know. Now I'm in rehearsals for another Shakespeare deal, so I don't know. I probably won't be a part of that. And she never got back to me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And then Stage Left is doing a little medley thing on the main stage, too.
Okay. But,
we figured it'd be fun to do drunk Shakespeare because we're turning the entire pavilion into a beer garden.
Yeah.
So just fencing it off, and it has its own stage. And we're also doing the Dempsey's reunion show again in there.
Yeah.
Because that seemed to be quite the draw and kind of concurrent with the history project, too. Just kind of celebrating kind of somewhat recent history and, you know, and hopefully getting a lot of people in there.
Yeah. Well, it's a big venue to pack, but I think how many people did we think that we had last year?
Oh, for Pride?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got some numbers, but yeah, it was definitely several tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands, yeah.
Because it's grown by at least 30% every year.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to jinx us with the weather, but it sure was beautiful last year.
It actually rained at 4:30 in the morning last year. So when I woke up at 4:30, I was pissed.
Well, it was drizzling a little bit as we were setting up.
And on Friday, it was raining too.
The microphones. Mm-hmm. So
I could do without that.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, the year that I was a grand marshal, that just rained buckets. A torrential.
Yeah, I think that was 2018, right? That was the time.
I think so. Yeah,
all day.
Yeah, it was just, but you know, it was still fun.
It loves to rain that weekend. It's a nightmare for me because I have sound equipment strewn all about the park. And not even all about the park, all about the city now, because, you know, I have to set up a parade announcer on the parade route.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. And of course, we're going to do our 20-minute after the hour business. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, you know, I'm sorry I had the feed up. So there was like, if you thought you were hearing voices in your head, you were. Okay, here we go. We're going to play a little bit of some stuff here. So stay tuned. Hmm.
Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. for Solidarity Spokane, the Inland Northwest's local labor hour, hosted by Cat Sabotage, elevating the voices of everyday workers and worker organizations, fighting for your rights in the workplace and fostering community solidarity. Join us here to reclaim control over your own destiny by reclaiming the conditions and products of your labor. That's Mondays at 4 p.m. here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. An injury to one is an injury to all.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for May 24th through the 28th. Friday through Monday, Burning Cow Barter Fair with Lindsay Lee, Antique Sex Machine, Jacob Van Now, Weary Traveler, and many others in Springdale. Friday, Pallets, Pulling for Victory, and others at the Big Dipper, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and Silver Treason at Nine Bar and Bistro, and the Ron Green Band at Zola. Saturday, Heat Speak at the Lilac Bowl in Riverfront Park, Jason Perry at Big Barn Brewing, Deb the Wolf at Rocket Market, Digress at the Big Dipper, and Will DeBeast at the Red Room. Sunday, Megan Sullivan at Iron Horse in the Valley, Spare Parts at Arborcrest, and the Red Hot Kitten Stompers at Zola. Monday, Open Mic at the Red Room and Open Mic at Live Entertainment. Monday and Tuesday, Open Jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, Steve Starkey at the Junkyard, Livy and Trio Dolcetto at Loren, and Jerry Lee Raines at Zola. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Hey, this is DJ Downlow from Inside the Hype Radio. Thousands of people choose KYRS as their radio station every week, and we want you to be a part of our family. Just text GIVE KYRS to the number 44321 and make KYRS your radio station.
Thin Air Community Radio and Brick West present, ta-da, Brick Fest 2024. This Saturday, June 1st, get ready to start your summer with our first annual Brick Fest all-day live music festival in the West End Plaza, open to the public. All day Saturday, June 1st, with 10 acts, two stages featuring Vika and the Velvets, London Get Down, Warren Dunes, Last of the Red Hot Mamas, The Holy Broke, Rosie Kirkwone, Jimmy Nuge, Kyle Richard, August to August, presented by KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio. This is going to be huge. Mark your calendars for Brickfest on June 1st, Brick West Plaza, 1318 West 1st Avenue in Spokane. That's Spokane, Washington. Okay, we are back. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. I'm talking to my pal Matt Danielson, who is just happens to be the executive director of Spokane Pride. Now, Matt, you know, I'm glad you're on the show today. Of course, I'm glad you're here, but I also have an ulterior motive. Where am I supposed to go? I'm going to write this down. Do you know where the start of the parade's going to be?
The official starts right on Spokane Falls, where Washington Stevens comes over.
So is that the same place it was last year?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly the same.
Okay, so we were talking about moving it, right?
I mean, I was talking about changing the parade route maybe, but I think we've all kind of settled on just doing the same thing.
Okay.
Because it seemed to work well enough.
And you'll tell me where you want me to set up.
Oh, I think you'll be in the same spot. I like that spot.
What was it?
It was Maine and Washington? Stevens goes south, right? I think it was Maine and Stevens.
Maine and Stevens.
Right in that Bennett Block parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, well, I think I was on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you were on the corner because I remember I forgot to pick up the canopy and the chairs, and I picked it up 3 days later when I was driving by.
Was it just sitting there?
Whoops. Yeah. Nobody took it.
It's a shrine. It's a shrine to KYRS broadcasting. No one was going to touch that. So yeah. Maine and Stevens, Bennett Block. Okay, I'm writing this down. And I'll be there like 11-ish or so, I suppose, to
yeah,
set up.
Yeah, and I'll try to... I have more sound people, so I'm not going to be grabbing people out of the crowd and giving them speakers to haul around like last year.
Okay, good, because we'll have... And I think we'll have a board, and we'll have... We have a new broadcasting system that I'm going to get schooled up on. Dane is going to show me.
Do I even need to bring microphones then?
Well, I don't know. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, this is good radio. What are you going to bring? I don't know. What are you going to bring? What are you wearing?
I love to talk about my sound equipment.
You know what? And you're going to bring the Jackery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love the Jackery.
I do, too. I take camping.
I do, too.
Oh, it's so nice. Hook up an air mattress to it and power in my tent.
You know what I thought was really fun? We went camping, Sarah and I. It was 2 or 3 years ago in April. So it was cold, right?
Mm.
And I had bought, like, this low-power electric blanket that ran off of DC.
Okay.
And so we have one of those roof nests, you know, on the back of the pickup truck.
Mm.
And so we go to get into that thing and it is warm. And she's like, what is going on? She had no idea that I had done that. So it was like my little surprise.
Aww. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea because I was thinking space heater at first. I'm like, that's not going to last long.
But electric blanket is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Even better, believe me. So we'll be set up there. We'll be broadcasting the parade as it occurs. And you're going to give me a list of everybody who's marching in it.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have numbers on them so you can look at the corresponding numbers.
There's going to be like numbers on the sign and stuff?
On each entry, because I got some feedback from the other parade announcers that it was sometimes hard to tell which entry was which.
Really? Oh, wait a minute. So there were other parade announcers?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So this is just sort of like totally devaluing me.
I'm sorry. You didn't know that? Yeah, we had some in the park at the end. I had a couple of drag queens.
Oh, okay. If they're drag queens, then I feel honored.
Yeah, it was Miss Mylar.
I feel honored then. Okay. Let's see. So we've got, how is sponsorship going on this year?
Actually, I've gotten a lot of really low-level sponsors, nothing huge, but it's actually kind of nice because I think it means I can make Pride look a little less corporate by not putting logos everywhere. But no, I think it's been kind of an adventure funding the thing because it's got to be up to $130,000 to put the whole thing on. And I mean, the community's coming through, I think. I mean, I was worried about raising prices to catch up with expenses because...
Oh, for sponsors?
Well, and just vendor booth fees. We're charging about a fifth of what Pig Out in the Park charges.
Sure.
Probably half of what they charge for a vendor homestay.
And everybody who's listening, it's all free, the parade and the festival and all that.
Mm-hmm. For people to attend, it's a fully free pride.
Yeah.
But then we're having some outside entertainment come in this time, which some allegedly famous drag queens, but not really my world, but you know, people seem excited about it.
Okay. Allegedly.
I'm sorry. I should be better at plugging the event I'm producing.
You sound like me doing my radio show. I kind of do it apologetically most of the time.
I'm just so tired, Maeve.
I get that. You know, we're going to have a booth there. You know, that's a good reason for everybody to come down. Come down to the KYRS booth. You know, I think they're going to be broadcasting live from the booth. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if I hand off that broadcast equipment to them down there, you know, while they're doing that.
I can find you a little spot on a stage to do some broadcasting if you'd like to.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk.
I mean, you know, I'll be everywhere. I certainly like doing that. And you know, you mentioned before too that, so I think the art walk is the queer art walk, it's mm-hmm. coinciding with Pride Weekend, which I don't think was the case last year.
No, honestly, I'm always so busy with Pride. I'm kind of like, what queer art walk?
Yeah, I was a part of that last year and it was fun because I got to do a poem and then I sang at the end. Cause I always like singing when I do a poem.
I don't think I've heard you sing.
Oh, it was fun. I like to sing. I think my next thing I'm going to try to do is to be like a chanteuse of some sort.
Okay.
You know, I think that's it. But yeah, so I sang, I had written this poem and then I sang and I got a lot of good feedback. And then I also showed my art, which, yeah, it was fine. So, but I think I'm performing this time around or just showing the art. I have no idea. They haven't gotten back to me.
I know your art's it's been requested to be in the new Pride Center.
Yeah. So I haven't heard anything about that. Oh, and speaking of art, somebody bought my painting at the Brush on the Bluff as a fundraiser. I'll be giving money to KYRS, splitting it four ways between KYRS, Stage Left, Brush on the Bluff, and Botanical Alchemist. It's a four-way split. So that was really nice.
Oh, was that the upper trail?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I knew exactly where that was.
You know what? I had so many people come up during the gallery showing and say, I know exactly where this is.
I used to patrol those trails at night for fun.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it's like go out there on a full moon.
Ooh, fun.
It's great, and there's not a bunch of mountain bikers.
Oh, I know. Did you ever see any crazy animals or anything?
Just little coyotes.
Yeah.
Ran into a homeless person once. It was fine.
Oh, yeah. I ran into a homeless guy at the Myrtle Woolson Center once. He was completely naked.
Oh.
And he was running around inside the enclosure like it was some sort of like wildlife park.
Hmm.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So we've got the Shakespeare thing coming up from Stage Left. And we've got lots of drag stuff. Last year was sort of a reverse, I think, where you had kind of a kids-only zone inside the... inside the pavilion,
but
now
we're just doing the teen zone with Odyssey, like the clubhouse. They just have a 20x40 tent down by the clock tower.
Oh, cool.
And then we have the kids zone for 12 and under by produced by Spark Central. And that pretty much covers Pride, but we have a whole month of events. I mean, we have the Rainbow Run the 15th of June.
Oh, tell me about that.
It's the first like Pride fun run. Somebody from the front, me and one of the front runners people, you know, the Spokane front runners, they get together every Saturday and run.
Oh, that's funny because, you know, I tried to organize like about 5 years ago, like an LGBT running club, sort of like,
the Flying Irish.
And then there's a couple other ones. I haven't heard about this one, but I got one person saying they would like to do that, but I thought glad somebody's doing that.
They got
now.
A pretty good group going. I think they meet at 9 a.m. Saturdays at My Fresh Basket. I think, don't quote me on that. Just look for their Facebook stuff.
And they're called the Front Runners.
Yeah.
Are they LGBTQ friendly? Is that sort of their thing?
Yeah, that's kind of their thing.
Oh, well, fantastic. I'm glad that's happening.
Yeah. So, I partnered with them and I made registration and stuff and the tickets are all free. I made a flyer and, you know, we've actually had like 150 registrations so far. So,
wow.
It's going to be a thing.
Is it a 5K or?
Yeah. Well, there's a shorter walk too, but it's a 5K run. It's just on I think we're starting it at the Nest on the Centennial Trail in Kendall Yards.
Okay. Oh,
and,
then
doing a 5K and I'm going to put that rainbow thing up.
Nice.
And actually a couple, I found three in the storage unit, but
ooh,
yeah, bonus. We're going to have some fun.
Bonus.
Going to put a bunch of rainbow stuff, some speakers, maybe have a drag queen on the mic or something. Just, you know, play some poppy gay music and
have a bunch
of people run.
You know, because, you know, it's corny, but it is all about visibility and shattering stereotypes. And gay and trans people like to run. Mm-hmm. Surprise. You know, they see me out there
good
in my sandals running every day.
You run in your sandals?
I do. I run in sandals, sometimes with pink socks.
I'm proud of you. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but no, I mean, now we're turning into, we've been a televangelist thing. Now we're turning into a sports show.
No, we're a support group.
We're a support group, yes.
And speaking of that, then that leads to the next weekend where I'm headed up to Bonner's Ferry because they're having their first ever Pride in Bonner's Ferry.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. It's going to be, I should know the name of the theater. It's at a cute little historic theater.
You know, that may be the same weekend that there's a Sasquatch festival up. I think, well, maybe that's in Medellin, where they're having like expert speakers on Bigfoot.
Oh,
I really want to go to that. I think
you don't believe in that, do you?
Well, my mind is open to it, but I don't really. I just like the phenomenon and I like stories. And some of the best stories I've ever heard are people's encounters, you know, and whether they're true or not, I don't care.
I just feel like we would have found it by now.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bonner's Ferry Pride, first one ever.
Okay.
And it's June 22nd. And I think it starts at 10 a.m. And there's a full family-friendly portion. And then there's a more adult drag show later on, which... I'm sure will be controversial.
Well, Bonner's Ferry. You know, it's funny because there's some cool places in Bonner's Ferry.
I plan on making an entire trip of it because I have not been able to leave town in the last 6 months.
Oh, you'll have a blast. You'll have a blast up there. We kind of veered off from the subject a little bit, but I kind of wanted to talk about the faith element as far as, I just think it's really cool that, stepping up to pay to get this, the mural, the pride mural, not mural, but crosswalk fixed.
It's a mural.
Mural?
Yeah.
It's a, what would you call it?
It's asphalt art.
Asphalt art. Okay. but I just think it's interesting to me. I'm not a surprise that Spokane Arts, went with that, helped out with that. Good organization, but you know, it was the Spokane Diocese of the Episcopal Church also contributed the bulk of the money, right?
No, not the bulk, but so they offered to match, and that kind of they matched all donations, so that kind of lit a fire under me, and I made a really inspiring/pathetic Facebook post Saturday morning after it had been vandalized, and in the first hour, we had already raised $1,000.
Wow.
And in the preceding 3 days, I managed to raise $7,500.
Wow.
So the total cost of the thing was $15,000. So
perfect.
Spokane Pride raised half and the diocese raised half.
Wow. You know, that to me, that's
just off of a couple pathetic Facebook posts.
Well, and again, these vandals always have the opposite, when people show the worst side of humanity, there are people quick to step up to show the best side of humanity.
Yeah, well, and one of the main criticisms of the thing is that they waste, you know, city money with it. Like, no, we raised this money. And no, it was pretty moving that the Episcopal Diocese stepped in to do that. And I think that motivated people even more to, you know, donate the money because they knew every dollar they donated was $2. Yeah. And this is not public yet. Can I say this? Yeah, why not? So the organization Grand Marshal for Spokane Pride this year is the Episcopal Diocese of Spokane.
Yay.
So they got nominated after that, and I think, and we discussed it as a board, and they clearly put their money where their mouth is. They're not just signaling like they really care. And, you know, I also thought that'd be kind of a moving gesture toward the people doing the vandalism. Like, you had a church pay to get it redone, and now they're grand marshals of the, you know, just fighting that hate with some love. Yeah. And, you know, because the people that are doing the vandalism were probably identify as Christians.
Well, you know, and that's what I find really moving about that, because, you know, I certainly have a strong, I would say, faith background, you know, raised Catholic and all that. But, you know, there's been, as a trans person, I've felt kind of excluded from things a little bit. And, you know, I would say that it's encouraging to me to see what I've always known as church step up and be church and show the love and show the support, the same kind of support and love that they showed during, say, the civil rights movement. Now, the Catholic Church is very slow to move this way because they've become kind of radicalized because, you know, to be honest, that's where the money is. That's where the money is conservative Catholic donors. So I know, but they'll come around eventually too. They'll have to but all to say, I hope the Episcopal Church knows that when they stepped up and did that, that I think they made a lot of people's hearts kind of open up and maybe reconsider religion and religion's role in society. And maybe mainline Christianity ain't done yet.
So you think we should be a more religious society?
I don't think society should be. Mm-hmm. I think that
it serves a purpose that.
Well, I think that we all have a grounding in why we do what we do. And growing up, my form of Christianity was never like, you're going to do these things to get to heaven. Mm-hmm. It was always, you do these things because you're a good person, and that's what people do, are good things. And that in itself should be its own reward. And you know, you can, we can, I'm not going to divert back into like the, into the gospel hour here, but it's like, I think that society is made up of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more educated people are and the more, moral people are, when I mean moral, I mean, I'm talking about, doing unto others.
Yeah, I was going to say, your golden rule, not just, you
not,
know,
no,
following,
I'm not talking,
following some ideology.
I'm not talking about social mores, all of that stuff. I mean, we know, it doesn't take a deep dive into the Gospels to see where the social mores wind up in the garbage.
So you're just basically saying that church still has some utility in a lot of cases.
I think it's a great place to, if you want to call yourself Christian, to actually form your ideas amongst some people who have a long history of doing it, not some fly-by-the-night new religion that I think like Christians in these conservative Christians, it's a very new phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's only about, you know, beginning of the 20th century did we see this kind of Christianity. Mm-hmm. It ties right in with economic systems and all that stuff.
I mean, I'll agree that I think there can be some purpose to religion if it's like, you know, expressed in the right way. And I mean, not to tie it back to pride, but I almost think that's one of the reasons pride has gotten so big the last, you know, 10 years. Like, I've watched it grow from this gathering of like 4,000 people to this behemoth it is now. And I think it's people seeking connection and community because in the queer community, we don't really have these church spaces to, you know, express these deeper parts of ourselves. And I think pride is kind of tiptoeing in that direction.
Oh, you know, I like that. Yeah, I could see that. And, you know, we have seen what the lack of community hath wrought over COVID and all that. And people starving for community, actually doing bad things and falling into bad groups online. And speaking of bad groups, that's not a very good segue, because I've got good things to say.
Not a good segue.
I've got good things to say. So we got to do our 40-minute after the hour business, and we'll be right back with more of Matt Danielson, and we're talking the Pride Parade that's coming up, gosh, like 10 days from now, if that.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm Cameron Pierce, hailing from Prague Planet. Prague Planet is a diverse new program with a mix of progressive and art rock music. It's ranging from the classic hits to new releases. This exoplanet has been captured in the orbit of a station near to you. Prague Planet, charting the final frontier of progressive rock and roll music. Thursday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight. Right here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio.
KYRS is grateful for the many listeners who have donated their vehicles to us. You can join them by donating your unwanted car, truck, minivan, motorcycle, and more. Vehicles are picked up free of charge, sold, and the proceeds help KYRS bring you the programs you know and love. It's easy to donate your vehicle, and it's tax deductible. Just call our toll-free line to arrange a free pickup. 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227. Thank you.
Out and about specialize out. Let's start over. Out and about receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street, open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. And welcome back, one and all. I'm talking to my buddy Matt Danielson. We are talking Pride Festival. And we were just talking, you know, off while I was pushing buttons like a crazy monkey over here and playing stuff. It's not very well, but Matt and I were also talking about how we, you know, the sense of community that the Pride organization is trying to foster amongst people. You want to, and we sort of talked about how a lot of, you know, with people, less people going to church and less people being part of like fraternal organizations. Like I remember I was a member of the Eagles, not the band. Yeah. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, you know, so, and you were saying that, Matt, that that the Shriners are going to be involved.
Yeah. We approached the Shriners to see if they wanted to send, you know, first money, second volunteers to see, yeah. You know, because we're looking everywhere for support to try to support the event. And they're sending about 30, 40 volunteers, wow. I think, hopefully in the fun hats.
Wow. That's cool. You know, that, and, you know, I think we were kind of talking a little bit about, you know, COVID and what that did to a lot of organizations were kind of on the ropes already, but...
Well, we were one of them.
Yeah, right?
I remember we had like a couple thousand in our bank account at one point during COVID. Wow. It was close.
And I think we all got to see how much community means to us. And I always feel like people who I don't understand how they've come into like a cult-like belief in certain political leader that is unshakable, that I have to also kind of feel sorry for him, because I realize that a lot of what people are looking for is community, and maybe people do find community in hatred, you know.
I think like 20% of our country is clearly finding some unhealthy community.
Yeah, but you know, it's like if your parents were talked a certain way, and your preacher talked a certain way, and the news people talked a certain way, and your neighbors talked a certain way, and you just want to have, you know, if you start speaking out that you're going to be by yourself, I totally get why there's some smart people that say, oh, well, right, I'll just be in the cult because I don't have a choice.
And, you know, that certain somebody is just incredibly good at manipulating people's fear instinct and clearly just grouping people together through that shared emotion. And
yeah.
It's just sad to see.
Yeah, to say people are out to take something. Mm-hmm. People who want basic rights means that you're going to have less, which is just ridiculous, you know. But it's worked before. It's worked before in other societies. So I think this is really cool, the way that looking at this. You know, I think that's another thing. If people that come out to the Pride Parade and then come, you know, come with your families. I always see lots of families there. And then go to the booths and see the organizations that are represented there. Get a bunch of free swag too. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But, you know, like we were talking earlier before the break, we were talking about churches. I don't think I've ever been in a place where I've seen more booths set up for churches.
Actually, we did kind of a fun thing with that this year. This is actually our new president's idea, Drew. So, you know, the protesters have their own little spot over by the Wheatland Bank.
Yeah. Is that right? I didn't know that.
Well, that's the spot they usually choose. And
is that the one on the other side of the river? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we decided to set up all the open and affirming church booths right next to them.
Oh.
So there's some non-A-hole Christians, you know, kind of between them and the festival. So hopefully they can, you know, have a heart to heart about what Jesus really is. And hopefully some hearts and minds will be changed on the sidewalk of the Wheatland Bank.
Yes. That's where the road to Emmaus, or I mean the road to Damascus was. You know, I think the only time I ever got, really heckled was by a church group. Obviously, it was a good day for me because I was passing someone, I suppose, because we were walking. We were in Bellingham, and it was a beer festival. Maybe I told you this story before, but it was a beer festival, and there was a church group outside. You know, well, I don't know if they're a church group. There was a guy with a megaphone and a sign, put it that way, and a bunch of other people with them, and they were protesting a beer festival, which you think has got to be like, that's so sad that it's come to this, because you know when they're done, they're all going, hey, we want to grab a beer, you know, but so they're protesting this beer festival and this guy yells at me and goes, ma'am, do you, do you follow Jesus? And then I said, in my voice, as my listeners know, it's not passable, but I'll follow Jesus right into the beer tent. And the guy's face dropped and he said, you're a man. You are a man. I go, no, I'm a ma'am. He goes, no, you are an abomination. And I said, oh, thank you. Finally, somebody sees it.
I'll take that as a compliment coming yes. from you.
Yeah, exactly. And then people started clapping in the beer thing. And it was like that was my only run-in I've ever had with anybody.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I plan on quoting some gospel to some protesters this weekend.
I often wonder if that ever works. Do you think, I don't know. I mean, you kind of have to, I suppose.
I mean, I don't yell at them. I'll just casually remark. But if you do see protesters, please do not engage with them.
Yeah, that's a tickle.
Sorry, I sometimes set a bad example.
Yes, you do,
by Matt. Quoting Jesus in a snarky, snide manner. I don't yes. have a megaphone, though.
I know. I kind of want to get one. I want to get one and just...
I have four.
I want to get one and kind of do my own... Well, I'll talk about that off air. Hey, listeners, I'll let you in on this a little bit later, probably. But are there going to be the guardian angels? Will they be there with the...
Yeah, we'll have the peace angels.
Peace angels, not guardian angels. Guardian angels wore the red berets in New York City. Those are different.
And we'll have the P-jammers right in front of them, too.
So okay.
Got the sight and the sound covered.
Yeah, so those are always fun. But, man, the last couple of years, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, no, it was quiet last year, then 2 weeks went by, then Pride and Barry, we had the 15 armed white supremacists.
Oh, that's right.
So that was not great.
Yeah, not great.
I went and found, I redistributed the sound system and put a couple speakers right in front of them and started playing 80s pop music and yelling Happy Pride. So
yeah.
You got to keep people's spirits up.
Yeah, and you know, part of, you have to... stand up for yourself too and show people that, you know, we're human beings.
I mean, Pride and Perry is like, that one's all about kids and youth and like, no, we gotta cover that. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like the more you can keep the spirits of the community that we're representing, like the LGBTQ community, positive in situations like that, the less happy the protesters are going to be, because they're going to be seeing their protesting fall on deaf ears.
Well, what I found that these folks seem to really like are, if you're afraid, mm-hmm. If you're angry, what was the third one? There are three things. If you're afraid, if you're angry, I guess maybe there's just two things. If you're afraid or if you're angry with them, or you feel hurt. I think those are the three things they're really looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I never give them that because this is a genuine place where this comes from for me. I definitely feel pity for them. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel sad for them. And I feel sorry for them in a lot of ways. And so and that's definitely not giving them what they want. And so I think people need to have that in mind is don't give them what they want. Not just because it's, you know, It's actually a good thing for them not to give them that to feed on.
Let's just agree that hate is never good.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of, and the more you hate, the more active you are against them. If you were to physically attack them,
yeah,
that makes us look bad.
And they would love that.
They would love that. They would get a video of that. They would put that online. I mean, like the drag performer in Idaho that they doctored the video of and yeah. then the person had to sue them for defamation and just won $1.1 million.
Won $1.1 million, which I didn't read about in the newspaper, oddly enough, but
shared it on our, we had the Defend Drag show this last Saturday too, yeah. as kind of a kickoff to Pride. We raised $2,500 for the Defend Drag Fund in Idaho.
Oh, good deal. Well, you know,
on the same day that happened, it's kind of fun.
And well, it's funny because all these people that have sent this drag performer death threats and all that because of this doctored video, which was proven to be doctored by a, uh, by a conservative source, by a conservative woman putting this on. After it's been proven that it's been doctored and this person won the $1 million lawsuit, I can guarantee you that none of her followers changed their mind because it fits the narrative that they want to see. And I just think, man, that is really sad. That is very pathetic that people would sell their credibility and sell their self-worth down the pike for hate, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of really confused people, especially when it comes to our community.
Yeah. Well, I get to know people like you and me, and I would allow for myself. I'd say they may be more confused by the time they get talking to me. But.
Well, that's why that's one of the reasons I think the prides in Idaho and the rural prides are almost more important than our pride. At least not more important, but more the front lines of the culture war.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think if a lot of those people knew that their friends and neighbors were in our community and that they had a human face to them,
yeah,
it's really hard to hate the person you know. It's really easy to hate the person from some soundbite on the news.
Right. And even if you are an ally too, I mean, just some saying, oh my gosh, that person is flying a pride flag out of their house and they're in front of their house. And I have to rethink everything that people have told me because I mm-hmm. really like this person, you know? So, well, it looks like we're out of time. I'm not even going to play my closing thing, Matt. Hope you're happy.
Well, at least the fire alarm didn't go off.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Out and About on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. And we're going to join some programming in, what did you say, in situ, I suppose? Okay, here we go. Okay.
The official Pride Cruise departs June 1st at 5 p.m. from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, featuring dancing, drag, drinks, karaoke, and fun. Information and tickets online at spokanepride.org/pride events.
A Republican senator once tried excusing the egomaniacal right-wing nastiness of his colleague Ted Cruz, declaring, "Sometimes Ted is his own worst enemy." I said to myself, not while I'm alive, he's not. But now I'm reassessing, because Cruz keeps descending deeper into self-pity and self-destruction. For example, he's recently been trying to gut a consumer-friendly rule requiring airlines to make automatic hassle-free refunds to passengers when their flights are unduly delayed or canceled. However, kissing up to his airline political donors, Ted's amendment would put the hassle back in refunds, requiring abused passengers to file written requests to the various impenetrable corporate bureaucracies of airlines to get their money back. Maybe. Someday. In fairness, though, Cruz has been working hard to make air travel much easier for one class of travelers, U.S. senators and House members, plus their staffs and families. He wants to make us common taxpayers fund, quote, airport security escorts for him and other privileged ones, moving them ahead of everyone and zipping them through the screening and boarding process. This, explained Ted, will help in, quote, keeping the flying public safe. He really means keeping the public from seeing or interacting at airports with public officials like him. You might recall that while hundreds of Texans were literally dying during the state's power grid's failure in 2021's calamitous deep freeze, Ted was photographed in tropical attire at Houston's airport, waiting to board a flight to Cancun, fleeing the cold and his constituents. By getting special airport escorts, though, so-called public servants like Cruz won't be exposed to public view. This is Jim Hightower saying, of all the public needs crying out today for taxpayer funding, where would you rank providing an airport escort for Ted Cruz? The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
You're listening to the incredible full power of KYRS Medical Lake Spokane.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now! The decision of the World Court is a lie. They are still killing. They are planes 24 hours a day. They are martyrs and killings all the time. They are wounded and in.